The administration's multi-agency pollinator health strategy has now been released, but it remains to be seen whether EPA and USDA are on the same page when it comes to neonicotinoid pesticides. The overdue report was released less than a week after the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Biotechnology held a hearing on federal coordination to address pollinator health, where Chairman Rodney Davis of Illinois questioned agency representatives about EPA's report on the use of neonics in soybeans and USDA's disagreement with it.
What we see is an oversight institution is we see a disagreement between agencies that are supposed to be working together. This is what frustrates us, and this is the reason why both of you are here, because hopefully your presence, you can take our messages back to your superiors at your respective agencies and let them know that we want to see that communication. We want to work with you. We want to address these issues based upon clear science.
EPA Assistant Administrator Jim Jones was asked by the panel where the agency stands with the report released last October that found little or no benefit to using neonics in soybeans, with which USDA disagreed in submitted comments.
It was a benefits analysis as opposed to what risk it poses, so we weren't at all attempting to characterize the risk of the compounds. We were attempting to characterize the benefits, and we got a fair amount of comment from USDA and from many others about what they saw that was right about it or was wrong about it. We will give consideration to all of the comments that we received, which included field visits. I personally went to the Delta at the request of soybean growers there to look at their experiences. We'll incorporate all of that into our final assessment, and then we will bring that together with a risk assessment for purposes of risk management.
USDA's acting chief economist Robert Johansen downplayed his agency's disagreement with EPA over the report.
You know, I wouldn't classify it as a huge disagreement. I think EPA acknowledged that there were some open questions that they needed to get more data on. They wanted to get public comment on that. I think we agreed with that and emphasized places that we thought that the public could provide good data, particularly with respect to acknowledging the sort of heterogeneity that you get in ag production across the United States. Different regions have different growing practices, different challenges.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.